Sometimes you could hear the masks themselves breathing, which Pimley found both weird and a little revolting.
"I'll," said Beeman.
"I'll," said Trelawney.
Pimley and Finley returned the greeting. They all fisted their foreheads, and then Pimley led the way downstairs. In the lower corridor, walking past the sign which read, "We must all work together to create a fire-free environment," and another reading, "All hail the Cantoy," Finley said very low, "They are so odd." Pimley smiled and clapped him on the back. That was why he genuinely liked Finley Otego. Like Ike and Mike, they thought alike. 6. Most of the Damley House basement was a large room jammed with equipment. Not all of the stuff worked, and they had no use for some of the instruments that did. There was plenty they didn't even understand. But they were very familiar with the surveillance equipment and the telemetry that measured darks, units of expended psychic energy. The Breakers were expressly forbidden from using their psychic abilities outside of the study, and not all of them could anyway. Many were like men and women, so severely toilet-trained that they were unable to urinate without the visual stimuli that assured them that, yes, they were in the toilet, and yes, it was all right to let go. Others, like children who aren't yet completely toilet-trained, were unable to prevent the occasional psychic outburst. This might amount to no more than giving someone they didn't like a transient headache or knocking over a bench on the mall. But Pimley's men kept careful track, and outbursts that were deemed on purpose were punished. First offenses lightly, repeat offenses with rapidly mounting severity. And as Pimley liked to lecture to the newcomers, back in the days when there had been newcomers, "Be sure your sin will find you out."